Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Let's tell the world all the things we've done. Falling in love in the setting sun. I've got a song and a smile so bright. I'll make you wish you were here tonight. And if you tell the world the secrets, you never know.
Hour of conversation. You'll be excited to know that Doug and Jennifer and Victoria have put together a fantastic giveaway, which we will do a week from Friday. It'll be blue. I'm not going to call it Black Friday anymore. I like Blue Friday better. How about red? How about red,
they
white, and blue?
Call it Black Friday.
Yeah,
well, the stores go into the black.
I know. Yeah,
red,
yeah.
Red,
yeah,
and green Friday, because it's almost Christmas.
Red and green Friday. That's better. Okay, so what we are going to invite you to do is spend more time with us. You could win. This is yet another cheap trick on the part of the producers of this program to get you to spend more time listening to us. But I think it'll probably work out well for everybody. You could win an HP laptop from QVC. If you go to our Facebook page, which is pretty easy to find, DJV Show. It's facebook.com/DJV Show. You'll find all the details and a picture of this thing. And as we all know, a picture is worth 1,000 words, because for every picture I described on the air that you missed in the last half hour, I used 1,000 words. It was perfect.
You did.
What a great combination, yes. All right, so we're going to get the details. Okay, so now that I don't know what we're doing, why don't you explain, Victoria, what we are doing? I'm just telling people that this is the way to do it, but what are we actually going to do?
We're giving away this amazing HP laptop.
Now, I understand
laptop.
That. Yeah, but come on. How are we
what else
do
are
it?
We doing? What, yeah. What's your question?
I just
what else? Can you use it in a sentence, please? What's the question?
Yes.
I have a question.
Say,
how do people enter to win?
Yes! You
how
go
do
to the Facebook
enter
page.
Enter to win.
And that's the okay. Details are at facebook.com.
You will have to be a caller of an undetermined or as yet to be
yeah, we're
going to
give it away. Somebody will call. Yes. Yep. Right. And we'll do that on Blue, Black, and Green Friday.
Yes.
And we'll confuse people with that. So that would mean.
So you have to keep listening because
green
you don't
Friday's
know.
Green Friday's appropriate.
Who's your what?
It's. Oh, sorry. Well, I say Green Friday's appropriate because yes, you spend the money. You spend the
green. Green is right, better right. than black. You right. go into the green. Yeah. You notice that I sign all my checks in green ink. And I never
do you
use.
Buy green pens specifically,
yes.
or do you just have them laying
no,
around?
Well, I have a lot of them around. Anyway, I just pick them up wherever I see.
I often
them.
Wonder that.
Yeah, no, but I never write a check in black or blue or red ink. Ooh, red, negative. Ah, never write a check. Never write anything in red ink. It's terrible. Don't use red
sometimes
ink.
Sometimes on special occasions, you use that bouncy ink, which is cool.
The invisible ink.
That's even better.
Yep.
I like that even better. Yes.
Special
all right.
kind.
All right. So let's spend a little bit of time, Jen, talking about the Dodgers. Dave Manager was
yay.
Named Mangler of the Year. This
Mangler?
Is the first time.
Yeah.
Well, it's manager, but.
Oh.
I'd be
I was
clever.
Like, is there a typo that I don't know about?
No. It was my mind twisting the letters around. So, Dave Roberts, tell us about him. Even though they didn't quite make it to the top, they did better than they've done for a long time. Where'd he come from, this guy?
Well, Dave Roberts is one of those players that actually the Boston Red Sox had him for a while. One of those utility players. He played for the Dodgers. He played for the Giants. He played for the Boston Red Sox and was one of those players that was really solid and good, but never got a huge amount
right.
of fame.
Yeah.
And he's actually still quite young. I think he's only like 44 or 45 years old. So he's really? A pretty young guy. What's really interesting, the backstory that not a lot of people know about Dave Roberts is that he actually owns a piece of a winery up in Napa that does really good Cabernets. It's called Red Stitch, like the red stitching on a baseball.
Oh, cool.
And he owns it with Rich Aurelia, who was on the Giants and played with him. And so that's kind of fun. He loves wine, so he bought into some of the wine industry. But this year, the Dodgers actually had a good year.
Yeah.
They went as farther than they've done. They were competitive.
A lot of times
they just kind of melt away in October. Right. This was the Cubs' year to win, and they played the Cubs, and they did pretty well against them.
And by the way, this is his first year, this was his first year as a manager,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Right. This was his first time out. And he also had, he had some great staff. Corey Seager just yesterday also was named Rookie of the Year. He was a Dodger player who started the season. Everybody thought, oh, this kid will see some at-bats, but not much. And he ended up going on to become just a star. Just every time he was up at bat, he would, he hit in all the right moments, essentially. Mm-hmm. So both of those stories are good news for the Dodgers.
And then on the other side, on the American League side, Terry Francona of Cleveland was the winner of Manager of the Year. I think he was in Boston. Wasn't he Francona before he went to Cleveland? Do I remember that?
I don't know. I think so.
All right. So here's the news from the Vatican. Pope Francis seems to be interested in jumping on the Cubs bandwagon. He showed off his brand new Cubby hat and signed a ball at the Vatican. The Pope greeted the Archbishop of Chicago, who came bearing some baseball gifts. The Cubs fans were happy to say so long to the curse. The Archbishop's meeting with the Pope prompted its own hashtag, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Goat.
I love that.
All right, speaking of that, the folks at Facebook and Google are getting a little tired, PO'd even, at some of, nobody listening to this program would do this, but some people listening to those other programs who are on the sly, somehow or other, creating stories that attribute Pope Francis and Denzel Washington as endorsers of Donald Trump, which were not true. So Google and Facebook are now trying to figure out how this happened. And there are other things, by the way. You look at how they run the algorithms that decide what you're going to see when you search around. And that's, somebody's been fudging with those, apparently.
The fake stories, you mean?
Yeah, that have been right. All these fake stories and these websites that are fake. And they got a lot of attention because during the election, people were using anything they could to create interest. But a lot of the stories were just plain fake, like the fact that Denzel Washington and the Pope supported Donald Trump for the president. So both companies now say they're banning fake news sites from their ad platforms. So how are they going to determine would be my question.
What's fake?
I mean, other than we know CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, yada, yada. And then the side places that have been created.
Sometimes the major news networks fall victim to fake stories as well.
Yes.
I mean, there are a million death hoaxes, death hoaxes happen all the time.
So what I'm wondering, Victoria, is how much of this is what people are getting really upset about are some of the stories I'm beginning now, and this is what the news media wants you to think. This is how scurrilous all of this is. They want you not to believe. They'll tell you that social media is not reliable, even though lots of people in their 30s and under get most of their news or a lot of it off of Twitter, which is basically just gossip and hearsay and,
Well, not always, though. I mean,
no, not always.
Yeah.
But when
people are there witnessing
an
event, it happens a lot faster. You get that news faster than you would if you're waiting for Fox or ABC or NBC News to cover it.
So, but what I'm wondering is those reports that came that I talked about earlier, professor, the black guy that's married to the white woman, both profs in California, who had handcuffs on their back door with some horrible note. And then the guy
I didn't hear about that, but
Brooklyn. Yeah, well, there are a lot of these stories floating around. I'm wondering how many of them are real now, and how many of them are just are fakers that are starting these things because they want to screw up whatever Trump's chances are to have some sort of normalcy when he gets started.
And they're looking for a little bit of fame. I mean, it's interesting. There was a video that was going around, probably the last 2 days it went viral, of this Trump protester who's riding an escalator at a mall and just causing trouble and screaming and shouting. And so some guy goes flying down the escalator and just tackles him. I mean, it was crazy. Just the way he just did it.
Yeah.
And so everybody in the news media was speculating speculating that this guy was this Trump fan and that he was going, hatefulness, blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out the guy that tackled him was actually a registered Democrat and didn't vote for Trump. And I mean, it just so unbelievable how these stories get perpetrated. And then you have stories of CNN creating the story of their cameraman who was actually a cameraman for CNN, but they depicted him as being a protester. I mean, it's hard to know what's being true.
And that's what's
true
frustrating
and what's not.
Is because I do personally know a few people who have been affected negatively and have had things put on their door or like that. And so it's hard because there's always some cases that are real, or most of the time there are. And then you have these other cases that aren't. And it's so frustrating because it takes away from the actual problem and makes people not take it seriously because there are people out there faking it.
It's faking it and crying wolf. And then when things really do happen, like the note in your town, Doug, in Framingham, that note on that family's doorstep, which is terrible. You know, when things like that do happen, you just get desensitized to it because there's so much fake stuff floating around. I think in Facebook's case, Mark Zuckerberg addressed this last weekend, saying that he knows it's a problem. They've got to do something about the fake stories. And I think that it's going to end up being the algorithm plus a human person sitting there and fact checking. It has to be.
All right. Well, that's some food for thought. It's something to calm people down a little bit. Well, I'll get you upset maybe because the stories are fake, but the better thing is that you know that they are fake under the circumstances. 45 past the hour.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who is this? Where from?
Chris Chakiris, German, Pennsylvania.
Questionable riding decision.
Yeah, standing on a seat in a windstorm, but I did it.
Under the influence, and that's Kawasaki 750 today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan. For American Biker Minute, that's what they do, Chris, on the open road.
Love him. Born and raised on him.
The figure in your life?
My dad. Kept the boys busy. He rode a Kawasaki. 750 was the last one. Every time he went out, he'd hop on my Harley and I'd take his. I always liked the Harleys. I always wanted one.
Anything on two wheels you've come to regret?
Yeah, standing on a seat in a windstorm. Almost got blown off, but I did it. It was a good time. I rode it for about a mile. We got a bike rally. Going off. I'm Jack Daniels. Good Lord, look after me, you know? Always watching me.
American Biker Minute.
Somebody better.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Today on App Check, Real Pool Shot Maker. Hold your device above the cue ball, align the arrow to the pocket, shoot along the arrow. Really improves your game. Real Pool Shot Maker. It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
In 13 NBA seasons, he scored over 15,000 points and was a three-time All-Star. But this former Phoenix Sun and Cleveland Cavalier is best remembered as the league's first slam dunk champ.
Larry Nance with a reverse one-handed windmill over the right shoulder. What an athlete.
So where is Larry Nance now? During his basketball career, the High Alatola of Slamola was a big fan of drag racing. After Larry retired, he decided to be more than just a fan. In 1996, he won his first IHRA race and later competed on the larger NHRA circuit. Today, Larry spends a lot of his time watching his son, Larry Jr., who's averaging 8 points and 8 rebounds a game at Wyoming.
Got Larry Nance on the other side, and he leaves it for him. And he ducks it home, flying in to Wyoming 2.
The rock sure doesn't fall far from the tree. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you need to pull an all-nighter? Need to stay up all the night long? Well, there's a smart way to do it. Here's the science of it. Now, students regularly pull all-nighters around finals time, and even the most seasoned employees are required to work every now and then until the very, very wee hours of the morning. But how do you stay up all night and get through the following workday? That's the problem. If you must work late, try to get at least 4.5 hours of sleep. Why? Most restorative sleep occurs within this time frame. What's the cheap psychological trick? If you must work late, shoot for at least 4.5 hours of sleep. You'll be able to function the next day, but only at a very minimal level. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
It's Tech Talk time with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. One person reacted to Apple bringing back the peach emoji by saying, "What's up, peach butt?" The internet seems to love big peaches, apparently.
Apple, and they cannot lie.
Yeah, right.
Jen, like you were supposed to be there for that one.
I know, I was. I laughed at it.
That's like big a Jen peaches. Joke.
I love it.
All right, the Google folks have come up with a new photo scan app. Like, we don't have enough apps right now. I was at the, you'll love this, yesterday afternoon, I spent 2 hours at the Verizon store because it was pouring rain. I brought every single device I own. I brought my laptop. I brought my iPad. I brought my iPhone.
They must have loved seeing you walking in the door with your suitcase full of
stuff. Do they do paper, rock, scissors to see who gets to deal with you when you walk in the door?
No, they're getting to know me now. Apparently. I do not go to the Verizon Verizon-owned store. I go to one of the support stores that belongs to a company that does, what do they call themselves, official Verizon,
right.
But they're not owned by Verizon. And they're so much better. Those fakers at the real Verizon store.
Those fakers
smug,
at the real store.
Arrogant. Yeah, but these kids are really not. They're very helpful. And so they took me. I bought one of those MiFi things. It's a pack that's supposed to give you.
The Mophie. The Mophie recharge.
I had it, and I couldn't make it work. And so I went in there for them to show me how it works. And then we tuned it in. We put it into all of the other devices. So automatically, whenever I'm in a place that doesn't have any good Wi-Fi, I can just take this puppy out and it's synced and I can get good Wi-Fi connection. Okay. Anyway.
Well, since next week is Thanksgiving and we're all hopefully going to be at home or around loved ones, get out the photo album that your mom has or that your family has and use this new Google photo app. It's called PhotoScan. It's a free app for iOS and Android, and it lets you take pictures of your photos, but instead of actually taking a picture of the photo, like if you which doesn't really end up working that great, this digitally scans the image into your phone, so it will look like you took the picture with your phone as opposed to taking a picture of a picture. And so this is a great way to digitize all of your photo albums, your family memories. You have all those old Polaroids, if you have, from the 70s and 80s, if your parents' first meeting and all those old pictures that you love looking at during the holiday season. And the PhotoScan app will correct it. It will correct the light. It balances it. It makes the picture a little bit better. And it has it automatically stored into Google Photos, which then you can use with Instagram and Twitter and anything else, however you share your photos, and Facebook and all that good stuff. So it is a free app. It's called PhotoScan. Now, there are a lot of PhotoScan apps out there, but they charge you sometimes $6, $7. This is the one that's free. So that's the one you want to go to. It's the best
one. Wait a minute. There's it. Write this down somewhere. She didn't say for free. She said free.
It is free.
Free.
PhotoScan by Google.
Congratulations.